It's Wednesday, July 24th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. The Apostle Islands could become a national park under a bill introduced by Representative Tom Tiffany. Vice President Kamala Harris held her first rally in Wisconsin as the presumptive Democratic nominee. Wisconsin Republicans compare Harris to President Joe Biden, and the Department of Motor Vehicles has guidelines for getting a free photo ID to vote with. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. The Apostle Islands could become a national park if approved by Congress. A bill proposing this was introduced Tuesday by 7th Congressional District Representative Tom Tiffany. Tiffany said the Apostle Islands were, quote, one of Wisconsin's true crown jewels and deserve to be recognized as the state's first national park. Tiffany said the designation would benefit tourism and jobs, protect the landscape, and maintain hunting access. The area is currently a national lakeshore. A hearing for the bill will be held with the Subcommittee of Federal Lands this morning. Vice President Kamala Harris rallied with supporters in West Allis yesterday, her first appearance since becoming the presumptive Democratic nominee for president.
I am so very honored, and I pledge to you I will spend the coming weeks continuing to unite our party so that we are ready to win in November.
President Joe Biden endorsed Harris over the weekend as he stepped out of the presidential race. Harris says she's secured enough delegates to get the nomination next month at the Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Wisconsin Republicans are reacting quickly to the dramatic change in the race for president. Bob Haig takes a look.
Prior to Vice President Kamala Harris's Tuesday rally in Milwaukee, State Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming compared her to President Joe Biden.
So they are exchanging one bad candidate for another bad candidate and hope that the people of this state and this country don't notice where she actually stands on the issues.
Schimming said Harris's approval ratings are even lower than the president's, although little polling has been done with her as a presidential candidate. So far, no other Democrats have stepped forward to challenge Harris as she rolls up delegate support prior to next month's Democratic National Convention in Chicago. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin DMV wants to make sure you have your photo ID ready to vote this fall. Remy Newbert tells us more.
New guidelines to update, renew, or get your photo ID are now available from the DMV website. That includes having proof of citizenship, proof of residence, and other required documents. If you aren't sure where to find those papers, the DMV will help you out. You can find that list and sign up for a time to apply for a license online at wisconsindot.gov. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Rice Lake Police Department said officers are training with the Rice Lake Fire Department this afternoon at the Rice Lake Middle School. The RLPD said citizens should not be alarmed at the increased presence of officers at the school today. And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.